I noticed the headlines. I didn't pick up a copy, but Branson News says county struggles with budget or something like that.
What's
Branson?
I'd like to. I wish we. You reckon that we could get them to write one positive headline?
Positive news doesn't sell.
But you know,
it's all about selling papers. It's headlines.
If they
sell
would
papers.
Do that, and then we could go out and sell newspapers. Maybe you know we could convince them. I don't know.
Danny, do they ever write positive headlines?
I've never had a good one that I know of.
I don't think I've ever seen any good one.
Real quick minute, yeah, I was supposed to be starting.
I can't be that bad a person. I wasn't before I got into that.
Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, we're live, aren't we?
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
How about a paper clip? I didn't staple my papers. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Who's got an idea?
Well, I got some ugly suggestions.
Let's hear them.
Let's hear what Frank has to say. Frank, you got anything?
I spent until 12:20 in my office last night.
And?
It's not a pretty picture.
Okay.
A little bit of background. First off, the 245-250 thing has had me confused since I've been here. If there's any way we can consolidate those two budgets, create one budget line item for our entire department.
I agree.
I think that would simplify things. We have been dipping heavily into our trust fund as far back as I could go, which was 2007, yesterday, last evening, to the tune of about our annual operating expenses are in the range of...
Put that mic a little closer to you. Jim, are you going to do that? Bring that one? Yeah.
Our annual operating budget has been between $8 and $10 million. Our annual revenue is somewhere between $6.5 and $7.5. So we have been dipping into the fund to the tune of about... $2 to $2.5 million per year. This last particular year, let me find the correct sheet. I'm going to go to actuals here.
Rick, you sent this out to me last night, didn't you? The revision?
Yes.
I thought you did. I'm waiting. Okay.
Actuals in 2009. Approved in the budget was $15,191,341. Spent last year was $8.9 million. Last year, I kept an eye on the budget like a hawk from the beginning. Typically, I start in July and seeing how the percentages match up. I started at the beginning of the year. So last year's 2009 is a good representation at $8.9 million at running a very slim and tight ship, as tight as it gets, which is still anywhere from 1.5 to 2 point something over our annual revenue.
8.9.
Yes, sir.
I mean, basically, what we came into last night is that we were $1.9 million more than we're bringing in what our current budget is. Is that what you came up with, Rick? Is we're 1,900,000. I guess our operating expenses is 8.5 million.
Exceed revenue by about
1.9. Yeah, that's what it's at right now. We need to shave 1.4 million because we're down sales tax revenue down, and thinking our normal average, Frank. What I saw, which is what in line with what you're saying, 6.7 to 7 million is really what we should be at. So if we just say, okay, 7 million is our normal income, that means if we're 1.9 over what we brought in, we really need to shave 1.5 million to get us to that $7 million operational level. If we can operate the road and bridge at 7 million, we're healthy. I think we're fine. Would you agree?
I totally agree, and that's the hardest question we're going to have to answer today.
And just, Jim, what you said and what Frank has said seems to say the same thing.
Yep.
8.9, he said, is spent, and revenue 6.5 to 7.5.
Right.
And you do that in the middle, that's 7, and that from the 8.9 is the 1.9 you're talking, so.
Yeah, it showed up last night when we were doing my spreadsheet with you guys. It came out to 1.9 something, but basically, we need to operate the road and bridge at $7 million, and we need to shave $1.5 million out of this budget.
In trying to do so last night, it became very, very difficult. That means cutting.
It means cutting back.
What do you cut? You cut materials. You cut our. Do you cut our chip seal program?
You cut personnel.
That's.
We're going to have ugly conversations, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of ugly emails. So just if you want to hold your emails until the end of the budget, but guys, we're going to have to talk about everything that we don't want to talk about.
I looked at numbers last night and reduces in the workforce. My scenarios were 10. What would that get us? What would 20 get us? What would 30 get us?
I believe we need to cut 25% of the revenue. 25% of the salaries need to be cut. So from 2.5, we need to cut 500,000. We need to cut at least 25% of that number, plus 25% of the chip seal program. 25% of the, I mean, all the things that go with the chip seal, the oil and all that, that gets us close.
Those are along the same line. I don't like it. I didn't like to go where I had to go last night. But to get to the numbers that we're seeking, those are the only alternatives that we have at this point.
I mean, and for those people listening, if there's anybody listening or going to listen to it later on, good. If we don't make the cuts now, we're looking at 50% next year and 75% the year after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we don't make cuts now, it gets worse as we delay. I think you guys, the other commissioners, realize that we're going to have to be real aggressive.
It is something that no one likes to look at. Nobody likes to talk about. Nobody likes to be a part of. But facts are facts. And now, one thing that I want to consider, Jim, and I think that we have to really look at what a cut in chip and seal means maintenance-wise. If we have a program, I think this is something that we'll need to work on. We'll need to work on a program of if we can get one more year out of chip and seal than what we've been doing. I know when I first came into office and talked to the boys on the east side, they tried to do a 4 to 5 year rotation.
Right.
And we were thrown off by the FEMA incidents. So as we... and I'm going to, as a commissioner, I'm going to drive county roads. I'll get a list from Frank that were on the four-year cycle that were missed during that, which those have been caught up now. But they will be a this year's four-year or five-year cycle roads. I want to drive those roads and look at those roads.
Right.
Get a mileage on those roads and decide if we can get one more year out of those roads and decide how many of those need to be taken care of this year compared to waiting the next year.
I mean, I think what we're going to have to do, Danny, I agree. We're just going to have to say, Frank, you have this much money and let's prioritize the roads. I mean, it goes down to we deal with the worst and prioritize them.
That's
all we can do. I mean, we're going to have to say, this is all the money you've got. How do you make the best of it? And let's prioritize the road because we know we probably aren't going to hit the roads. That rotation that you're talking about.
Jim, and I totally understand, and I know exactly what you're saying, that we're going to let Frank do the prioritizing. Myself, I'm going and drive those roads.
Oh, no, I agree.
And I'm going to make sure that when the person that comes to me and says, why hasn't my road been done, whenever my neighbor's was done the same time mine was last year, well, then I'll be able to explained to him. So
I agree with you.
We're accountable to the citizens.
We need to be involved in that prioritization
process. Right. And so we can move on from there. I'm going to tell you that I have looked it on a operational basis at this thing.
Right.
And I have went over it and over it and over it all night long in my mind. And I cannot, I can find small things that, you know, I can find $1,000 here or $2,000 there, but you can't get into the $1,000,009 with $1,000 and $2,000 deals. You've got to start looking at
the big stuff we want to avoid.
The stuff we have been trying to avoid.
Right.
And, we whittled yesterday, amazingly.
It's time to axe now.
Yeah. So, Frank, go ahead. Go ahead, your thing.
I threw the numbers out there as far back as my records show, which as far as accuracy goes back to about 2007. We have been overspending our annual revenue to the tune of about $2 million. With 2008 being to the tune of over $5 million over the annual revenue that came in. I am working on a report that will identify each individual all the projects that compiled that $5 million that were spent. I don't have that information available to me today because I only have myself and Deborah on staff in the office. As Danny and several have stated, we need to cut our operational budget, and there's where do you cut it from? You know, we've rebuilt a lot of roads that were built with substandard base sections this past summer. Overall, the network is in pretty good condition. The idea of really refining and defining and prioritizing the upcoming road work for the next year, that's an absolute necessity. We really need to look at our workforce and based on our work management system, I can come up with the top six things that we do throughout the years, and those are road patching, chip sealing, not necessarily linear, chip sealing, road patching, mowing, snow and ice removal, and roadside and or ditch maintenance. Above and beyond all of that, we do many, many other things aside from that, but the percentages of those things are very small, so we need to concentrate on what I call is going back to the basics, and any frills or additional activities need to be either denied or prioritize. Our list of being able to accomplish things will be at a bare minimum.
It's survival mode.
Yes.
I mean, that's how we're going to look at it.
One thing I was not able to understand based on the information I had last night was how did the Road and Bridge Trust Fund get built to such a high number in the past, and where did those revenues come from? I don't understand. I don't know that.
Well, I mean, but you understand the concept. We spent less than we brought in.
Oh, I understand that. But in the previous years, when we had the ability, when we had a large revenue or in the trust fund, not in revenue, when we had large numbers in the trust fund, did that take years and years to get to that point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it took 10 years.
10 years to get to that point.
Okay.
We saved back about $750,000 to a million. We spent $750,000 to $1 million less than we brought in every year for 10 years to get us to where we were.
Okay.
The least amount was $350,000, I believe, was in the second year I was here. Did we put $500,000 in the? I know the first year we did.
I'd have to look at it, Manny, but you know, we had some boom years there that really helped too.
Yeah,
you know,
and then
one year was
our sales tax allowed us to do that both in on general kind of revenue, road and bridge, and sewer department, because the sales tax did pay well.
I mean, there's certain things we can do. I mean, what I'm doing now is coming up with a suggestion that's very ugly, but one of the suggestions that we need to do is reduce the fleet substantially, which would also reduce our insurance liability substantially. Now, we have vehicles we're insuring. Do we need that many vehicles? I mean, we're going to have to talk about, you know, not everyone gets a vehicle, and we have to be a whole lot more frugal with what vehicles, and we just park them or worship, get rid of them to bring some revenues into the county. But more importantly, we don't have the maintenance, we don't have the insurance, and if we need it, we rent it, because it's just going to cost us too much to have. I mean, we need to do some substantial cuts in that aspect.
The fleet and the workforce are set up when times were very good and we had what almost appeared to be unlimited funding. If the workforce and the fleet match up, having the workforce without the ability to transport them around doesn't work.
We need to reduce the fleet and the workforce.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they're all the workforce, the fleet, and the road and bridge maintenance, the road oil and the chip and seal part all has to be. It makes sense only to reduce them at the same levels, because otherwise you'll have too many of one thing and not enough of the other. And I don't want to sound like nonchalant about the whole reducing workforce. That's a conversation I was hoping not to ever have to have, especially as deep as we're talking about.
I thought of last night of a voluntary furlough by everyone across the board.
If we send them home for 3 months, it's only $400,000. Is that right? $500,000.
3 months would be a fourth of the year, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be...
the fourth of the $2.5 million should be.
Be $600,000.
The dilemma with that is, okay, you send them home or you send them home, is it going to run up our...
Workman's, I mean, comp.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Unemployment insurance.
Unemployment, but if we say we're not going to pay you, they'll dip into their comp time, and we're still paying them. I mean, that's the problem, is that we almost need to suspend comp time reimbursements next year. Because is that not true? If they take comp, doesn't it come out of salaries?
It does, but
that's work. Saying
you hold on to that comp, that's... So you have to look at too. If you're saying, well, you can't cash that comp in, then they're gonna hang on to it. You cannot say that's not theirs. It is theirs.
Right.
You can say, we're not gonna pay you out, but then you pay it out at a higher rate the year after, most likely. So, I think that there would be some that might take a voluntary furlough, and that would be a start. I'm not convinced that. You want this to be at least a year-long ordeal of changing this around. Should have probably started 9 months earlier, a year earlier. I don't think that...
That's what I'm saying. If we can just get within $500,000 of negative cash flow, that's a start. I mean, but we need to have... I mean, we can't get 1.9 out and operate a road and bridge department. I mean, it's going to be hard enough to get even to shave $1 million out.
Question. This goes off of the big picture talk we've been talking to details. We've used a road and bridge on other projects and transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Does that show up here?
Yes.
I mean, you pulled the monies that...
Yeah, let me see.
It should show up as revenues, should it not?
Yeah, I was going to find it. I can tell you what it was.
I mean, it actually helps Road and Bridge by his transfer. Mm-hmm. It actually has helped his cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a question there, too. I'll follow Chuck and go ahead and let him question here. I cannot find where there was a substantial revenue transfer for the judicial facility where Road and Bridge done the work.
That's a Rick question here.
Rick, do you know if that would...
There, we do those transfers on a semi-regular basis whenever they're turned in, and I can't find the line that they're going into right now. They may put them back into salary line. That's what I was looking to see. Oh, they did. They come back into salary line. It's 245-10-999. Now, if you look at that back in, looks like in 08, it was $124,504.52. Assuming that 09 are close, and I'm relatively sure that they are, there's 98,093.06 that's been reimbursed from general county.
Give me the numbers again. I'm not...
245-10-999. They've reimbursed the salary line because that's where it came from.
Okay, I don't understand that, Rick, because this is on the expense side?
Yeah, but if you look on the expense side, it's a negative in the expense, Chuck, so that's lack of revenue.
Right.
So that's the money I was asking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it up on the screen? Chuck, there it is. See, the $98,000 is like an income.
Now that's what we took out of road. That's what we took out of the judicial facility work.
Chuck, for Danny, a part of it's work on the planning and zoning. Part of it's work downstairs. Whatever they are, we'd have to go back and look at what they.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm just trying to place it, and that's for the year of 2000 and.
One's 2008, one's 2009, and I did look at that enough to tell you that in 2008 there was a pretty big, somebody put money from the FEMA reimbursement in general county revenue and then transferred it to Road and Bridge. So part of that was not really an expense for GCR. It was part of that's FEMA reimbursement, so I'm telling you. I don't know what it was. It seemed like it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $42,000, something like that. I could look that up for you, too. But that was in 2008 because I was surprised there was more transfers in 2008 than it was in 2009, and when I got to looking, that was why.
The 2.5 from the Taney Como Bridge project, did that make it back into the fund balance somewhere?
What the fund balance is just carried forward. So if it wasn't used, yes, it's carried forward.
Okay, including the 1.2 contingency?
Everything that's not used is carried forward in the ballot. Okay.
One thing that is staring at me is the two things. One of them is the transfer. These are big numbers from the sheriff. From Road and Bridge to the Sheriff Patrol. I don't know if this is current or not, but I've got $375,000.
And that's a transfer you don't have to make. If you don't make that, then
it's worse.
Well, it will help Road and Bridge, but it'll hurt GCR. So, right.
GCR's got its own problems.
Right now, GCR is headed in the same direction.
Oh, it is. We're a year behind.
I've been trying to tell you that we need to look at that really hard.
Yeah, we're a year behind. Yes. GCR is in the same collision course.
If we don't change things in GCR, we're headed for the same thing.
The judicial facility has not brought the revenues in to match the expenses that we would. We're on the same collision course with GCR next year, actually. Yeah.
And we want to make that perfectly clear to the people out here that are listening, that are trying to understand what we're talking about. The judicial facility was built to the level that it was built to take in and reduce the dollars outflowing to other counties for prisoner transfer of prisoners. When we built the facility, Jimmy and all of the commissioners at that time expected that we would have federal prisoners brought in, which would be a revenue stream.
Right.
The government since then has changed that, and Jimmy is still having a more problematic problem with trying to get it, get those prisoners in. And those people need to understand that, because you just go to talking about it's not doing what it should, they should know the reason why.
Right.
We were also told about the energy, the electric bill being anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, and
$20,000 to $35,000.
It's just $20,000 to $35,000. So those things that some of those things that are accountable for, and some of them aren't.
Guys, I'll give you some suggestions if we're talking about suggestions. Okay, I went down on the Department 250. Okay, and I took a 25% cut on every line item on line 250. On the Department 250, okay? I wouldn't say every item, but near every item. And I was able to save $1 million.
Did you start with salaries, or did you start with the...
What I started with was, I started with salaries, of going from $2 million transfer to $1.5 million, and shaving...
So you need to also... change that in the other department.
250. Yeah. 245 needs to reduce it.
You need to reduce the revenue over there so you see what you've really, really done.
So the revenue goes to $1.5 million. But what it also you have to do is then you have to reduce the overall salaries by $500,000. I might just a second here. So what that does, guys... That dropped our operating expenses from $8.5 million to $7.5 million, if I'm doing it right. And that's not everything across the board. And we could do across the board. If we did it across the board, let me ask you this, Rick. Loggers, if I reduce the 25%, it could reduce everything 25%.
Mm-hmm. Should reduce your Social Security, your loggers.
20%, let's put it this way, 18% across the board on Department 250 will get us what we need to get.
Real close.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, one. If it's $8 million, 20%, that's $1.6 million in cuts. So if we did a 20% cut across everything in Department 250, that's where it gets us. I mean, that's the hard facts of the deal. I mean, we can talk about individual line items, but... we're now having to whittle pretty deep, and
I did that, Jim. I looked at looked at 25%. I looked at 20%, and
the problem is that we. I mean, this is the thing. If we don't do it, it's 40% next year or 50% next year. Mm-hmm. It's any way you look at it, it's very disheartening, but.
I think you look at this two different ways. Yeah. It is my job to budget, and I can budget for 2010 just like we have, and say, Frank, if you don't change something, you got 40% cuts next year. I think he is a manager of that department, and now that he's been told that, I think he needs to be able to handle that. So we could do it that way, or you can cut this budget, whichever you want to do. It's fine with me to do it either way.
I think for fiscal responsibility, we need to cut the budget.
Okay.
I think because ultimately we're responsible to the citizens and the taxpayers as elected official, and we need to show the leadership and saying...
If it doesn't happen, then you guys would be stuck doing the 40% we're gonna
do
next year.
Yeah, I mean, and I think...
So if we're looking at it that way... We're looking at road and bridge here, but what about GCR? How much are we taking out of our balance on the
1.7, I think. I'm not sure.
We're 1.6. Was it 1.3 or 1.6 negative cash flow?
I think it's 1.7 by the time you get finished, Jim. Okay. Let me look here. I think I can get that for you.
So the difference in GCR is that we got a bigger balance to start with, but
1.653. Okay. Now, road and bridge was at that same point two and a half years ago.
Right.
And the difference here is I fully expect, I hope, that we're going to see more income come from the jail. We're going to see a turnaround in the economy. And so GCR won't have to, we need to make some adjustments. We need to get leaner. But I don't think we're nearly as as far well, I know we're not nearly as far along as well, Roden Bridges.
The difference is GCR has a potential revenue because of the sheriff. I mean, because of the judicial facility, we have potential revenues. We're maxing revenues from here.
Mm-hmm.
Roden Bridges max. There's no way for them to bring more revenues in. That's the difference.
That's the big difference right there. Does that make any sense?
But we have.
So if that's the case, then why would we not look at cutting some money out of the sheriff's, what we're taking out of Roden Bridge? I'm sorry.
You can do that.
That was the next conversation after we got through this one.
And Frank and I talked about this yesterday afternoon because, I mean, I can see that that's a good place to look at starting to cut. But in my opinion, if Jimmy's men are not spending at least 15% of their time patrolling roads, they're not doing their job either. At least 15%. I would bet you that if you really clocked them, they ought to be doing about 30% on county roads. And so we're way under what we could justify right now, in my opinion. And I think in Jimmy's opinion, too. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't still go ahead and do that. You can. But it looks to me like that's an expense that should be coming from there. My personal opinion.
When we're talking about two different sales taxes, GCR, and we're talking about Roden Bridge, and when we talk about a Roden Bridge sales tax, is the thought behind it patrol, sheriff's patrol on the roads? Is that why we voted on that? You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but is that not a part of the expense of taking care of those
roads? I'm not arguing.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying the sales tax. When we pass the sales tax.
You pass the sales tax to take care of the county roads.
And does that include sheriff's patrol on
those
roads?
In my opinion, it does. If you don't have some sort of sheriff's patrol on those county roads, they're not what we want for our citizens. But, I mean, that's my opinion again.
Well, I guess part of my thought process is looking backwards. And since you and I've been here, Rick, we've started taking that money out of there.
No, it was being taken out of there before we got here.
Is that right?
Yes, yes. We've actually cut what was being taken out. When Danny came on, first year Danny came on, we cut that by half, I believe, wasn't it, Danny?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were taking twice as much for the first 4 years you were here.
Yep. Really?
Yep. We actually made a cut in my first year here in the same line.
Right. That Mr. Hershen took and documented. Supposedly, he took and required Jimmy some documentation.
Right.
He came up with a formula. And that formula was what we put here. I would like to, Rick, can you go back to 7 and 6 and see what we put out of there? Because there was one year that we cut it almost in half.
Who was the first year you were here, whatever year it was?
That's 2005, but I was thinking it was the 6 or 7 that we did the...
I can't go back and look, but I don't have it.
But we cut that percentage in half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So the deal that's highlighted above that, transfer out to GCR, is that administrative cost? And
mm-hmm.
$190,000 is for your office, our office, HR.
It's all documented in there, too.
Rick, I want to make sure. I want to ask you a question on the Branson Meadows, the TIFs.
Mm-hmm.
We're projecting the Meadows TIF at 100. How much? Give me your TIF numbers again, would you?
Okay. Let me get to there.
What you're projecting. I've messed with them to a point where I can't recognize what they're supposed to be.
Which
175.
250, 50, 126, 27, and 128.
Okay. The Meadows TIF, we're saying $100,000.
Okay.
The Hills, $350,000.
Okay.
The Landing, $300,000.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now that's after we refigured yesterday,
yes,
or?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I, I'm going to give you a suggestion, guys, and you guys can start shooting holes in it. I've shaved $1.2 million out of the budget. It's ugly, but we're going to have to start somewhere. Okay? You guys open to that?
I'm listening. I went through every scenario
I can think of. Any way you look, it's ugly, and it's not popular, and...
What about going back through and doing our cut again? We cut yesterday. Let's come back through and do it again before.
That's the new cut that I've got. Okay, let me show you where Chuck, that's fine. This is basically what I started doing here.
Okay, so, this highlighted is what we did yesterday.
No, this is what we did yesterday. It's here.
Okay.
I believe you changed it to approved, is how you did it. So I came back and did the highlight is now my new cuts. After the cuts, this is yesterday's cuts.
Okay.
This is my cuts today that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. Fund transfer doesn't change. None of that changes. The first major cut is $500,000 in salaries across the board. Okay. If you just look at these numbers, at 25%, 25%, you just tell me where you want me to do. If you guys just start looking and tell me if you can. Can you read it all right? You want me to make it bigger?
Oh, yeah, I'm read it fine.
Well, okay. If we're going to. All right, start there at 001, legal notices and tax sale. We spend $18. Why do we need $375?
We don't. Make it $25. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, we're going
to
be.
Let me catch up to the what the year before was.
Is column E the actuals for 2009?
Column E is actual. Let me split the screen.
Those are probably through August on that particular one. Let me see what it is.
On 08, our actuals was 154. We budgeted $1,200 this year. So I'd say change it to $50.
$50, okay. Okay.
All right, postage. We spent $346 in 08, $178. Of course, I'm going off my numbers. You might ought to correct me. Are you watching those?
I can't keep up with you, probably, Chuck, but I'll try to. Let me see.
I'm just starting where Jim is, and that's 002.
234 is what it shows up on the other one, so I think it's 234.
Okay.
So I'd say it $200.
Okay.
Supplies and freight. 08, did.
Well, what's your actuals on 09, Rick? We're just going to go line by line here because the actual
supplies and freight.
Yeah, just give me, don't give me pennies.
12,763.
Okay. Leave that alone.
7,500. Okay. Actuals on telephone?
16,963.
Leave it alone. Now, is that telephone? Is that the?
Is it cell phone? It's cell phone reimbursements. It is cell phones. It is fax lines, landlines, lines, high speed internet at the barns. It's all that stuff. Any telephony.
Okay. Where can we cut telephony?
I'm sorry. I don't know how many landlines we have at the road and bridge. We have more than one.
I think there's one on the east side, one on the west side. They got a fax line, both of them, and I don't know.
They have high speed. We may not be able to cut that. We can cut reimbursements. We can cut the number of phones themselves.
They do have high speed access at both of them.
Yeah, and that's almost necessary to do business.
Question. Are our crew chiefs carrying Blackberries?
No.
They just got phones, so they can't access.
Be honest, I have that list upstairs, somewhere on my email. But to be honest, you couldn't cut that unless you reduced the number of phones. But you're talking $4,000, which comes out to $300 a month. That's substantial.
I think Frank can look at that and see, but I think there's probably some phones can be cut there. I don't know.
Is it $300 a month is what it comes down to? $350 a month in savings. I think we could. I mean, I think if we had to, worse got to worse, you'd have
We've already cut it to 12, so we probably better leave it alone. And
I mean, that's going to be deep enough.
And we're going to have to work pretty hard to do that. All right.
Publication, what's the actuals?
761.
Okay.
I'd say cut that to 500.
Okay. Nothing there. Computer software.
Publications are
the two local newspapers.
Jim, I'm trying to keep up with you. What'd you put on?
About three or four trade journals that I get through, whether it be Concord
right?
World,
Bridge
World.
500? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to make it a little bigger for you. Not for you, just...
Yeah, it is for me. Thank you. I've got glasses, but they're for up close. I didn't realize I needed them for off far, too.
Okay, computer software.
Let me shrink this a little bit here. Did I select them all? 1 second, here you can see them. That way you can see. Okay, there you go. Rick, that should be better now.
It is.
Okay. Okay, this was zero. We did that yesterday. This is cartograph. Is how much you said?
In that range, right there.
$6,095 is what he spent so far this year.
Then we'll leave it. Let's just leave it at 63 because that's the support you've got. Your contract for support.
That's the licensing and support to keep the work management system up and running. That's an annual fee that we cannot change.
Okay. We can shave to $6,095. Okay. What you spent this year. That's what you're going to spend next year, right?
Yes. Yep. Unless there's an increase that we're not aware of.
Okay.
What was $6,100? Okay, nothing there for miscellaneous. Okay, going down. Hand tools. What did you spend this year? Actuals?
I'm switching back and forth, so give me just a second. You spent 32, 34.
Okay.
I'd cut that $2,000 and make some accountability on turning those in or whatever, whether we have to go to our responsibility to our crew chiefs or our somebody to make sure that those are replaced every night or put where they're supposed to be or sign in.
We've talked
sign
about
out.
A tool crib before.
Yeah. We've got to do that.
How about we go $1,000?
That's fine.
Okay. Equipment repair. We have spent how much this year?
$247,391.
Jim, there's two. If there's
941, you said something like that. That's close enough.
Yeah, if a truck goes down and we have to have a,
I shaved $100,000 out of that.
Yeah.
I mean that's. Yeah,
if we have to have an engine worked on or a total replacement or something, we got to keep that much in there.
Well, we had $250 is what we put in yesterday. I'd say cut $100,000 out of the repair. Is that unrealistic or is that just?
Do it.
What?
It's below the four-year trend that I looked at last night.
Let me talk philosophy a little bit.
Okay.
We, the county commission, set. I remember sitting in the back room doing budget, and I remember it said, "We're still taking in more money than we're spending." And that's the attitude that was the thought on the table. We're still taking in more money in road and bridge sales tax than what we're spending. And we've reversed that, needless to say.
Oh, yeah, we fixed that.
It's a waste of words. But to try to make my point, this is not just the county commission making budget decisions. It's the people out there working every day making the cost. And that's why I suggested going back to changing from 2,000 to 1,000. Gentlemen, we're going to have to be more careful with our tools. We've been lax here. And so You're talking about cutting across the board. I'm saying let's start cutting across the board before we look at salaries. And that's what we're doing here. But my point is, the equipment repairs where we're at right now, that's what we're talking about. And we've been used to spending that. We got to say to our mechanics.
Sorry.
Not picking on mechanics, but that's the line we're looking at this minute. Mechanics, you're going to have to figure out how to do it.
Well, we need to park some vehicles. We need to not choose not to repair some of the vehicles, too.
And that is, there. We have discussed that many a time and done nothing, or very little, about how many vehicles are going home that don't need to go home. And when they're not running, excuse me, but they're not fuel being burned.
Well,
I mean,
let's talk about, let's rent a vehicle for $2,000 a day versus own a vehicle that costs $100,000.
I'm willing to do that. I said all that to say, although this, I don't like the idea of cutting that line to 150. That's what we're stuck with, and so that's why that goes.
Let me ask you a question. I'm just going to throw a hypothetical out here. Just, would it save us, would we see much savings by closing one barn down operationally?
I would guess that you're going to have, unless you cut personnel with it, you're not going to see much savings.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
There may be additional costs due to logistics. And
well, and there probably would be. Yeah. It's one thing I wanted to throw out.
Office equipment.
We talked about a new copier yesterday. We can continue on the same path we're on with the one that we have. And just
is that number? What's our actuals?
Now this is
32, 62, 50.
Is this the one you're working on weekly, though? Or who's we talking
to? $3,000.
Okay.
And, again, we've got a line that if something goes bad, we can lean on the equipment line.
Vehicle maintenance. What did we spend this year?
I have a hard time understanding and differentiating between vehicle maintenance and equipment repair.
Yeah, I had that question when I was looking at this.
It's been that way forever. We charge a little bit to both accounts, try to keep both accounts under what we have allotted in them, but to me they're the same issue.
Okay.
They're
what's
not.
That, what's the actual?
Well,
okay, they're not.
I'm with Danny. I don't think they are either. Maintenance is changing the oil, lubrication.
Well, you have those lines, though, but it is in those, it is there, what you're talking about, maintenance. But you're talking about tail lights.
That's repair.
Well, whenever I'm talking about repair, I'm talking about mechanical repair as far as engines and what our mechanics take care of as far as the...
You've got major equipment out there, and you've got vehicles. So I don't know. You might distinguish them that way. The equipment would be your graders, your backhoes, your that kind of equipment. And your vehicles would be your trucks. But I have no idea why it was.
So well, let's group them. Can we group them together and make them be responsible for it?
Was your 110 yesterday?
What did you use vehicle maintenance?
How much? 134,785.
134,785 is what we've spent. I have 110,000 in there. That was my new suggestion.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, we can get more.
Yeah, but we don't understand it. Why don't we couple them together and make it like a, I mean.
Well, we kind of have, though, Danny. If you add these up together, that's. What, 380,000, and we've got 260. We've cut 120,000 out of that line item by doing it that way. Right.
At another time, maybe Frank would remind us to look at that and see, make a decision how we want that.
How it's spent.
How we cash bills.
Truck tarps, I just cut it down to 4,500.
I don't understand that. I looked in the past on those, and years past, we were doing like $1,000. And
'08, we spent $1,265. Mm-hmm.
$1,265, I like that number.
Won't you make it $1,500 or $1,200 or something like that.
Good gosh, can I have fun a little bit? $1,500, I'll round them up. We'll pay you sales tax, maybe.
But I mean, I didn't understand what, that part. What do we do? Right. Run into tearing off a bunch or something? Or
a truck tarp is about $1,200.
$1,200 tarp?
Per.
See, $1,265 including tax.
Depending on what's broken, is it the mechanism that's broken? Is it the main spring reel that's broken? It's, but if you were to buy a brand new setup, it's about $1,500.
I would give you $1,500. Equipment purchases.
Oh man,
I like your new number.
100,000.
Questions, comments?
Moving on.
See if you. I think you need to look at that because I'm not saying change it now, but I think that's something where you need to have some sort of a schedule because if you try to keep equipment too long, it costs you more money.
Right.
And I really haven't visited with Frank very much. I do visit with Jimmy fairly often and say, okay, what about this? And Jimmy seems to have a real good handle on that, on his vehicles. I probably should have visited with Frank more and see what kind of a...
Well, I'm going to use an example. We went to look for a vehicle up there at the Sheriff's Department and for Road and Bridge, and we had four vehicles that wasn't even fit to put anybody in. So those vehicles, you know, moved on in the sale as far as we couldn't put.
Right.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Rick, but this year all we've purchased was
chip
the chip seal machine. That's a, and I don't know what other ones out there. Do you have any out there that
I guess
are glooming about to bite the dust?
There's according to the two supervisors, there's about 2 10-wheelers on each side that we're putting a lot of money into that have reached their threshold. Or
that would be my concern in that situation.
But if we have
trucks.
If we have less people, do we need less trucks?
That's a good question to ask.
Well, we'll buy one this year. We'll buy the next one next year.
There is a lease to purchase option at about $128,000 per year for 5 years. We can get four trucks this year at $128,000 per year at 4% interest.
Do we need four trucks?
That's
the question is, do we need them? If we don't need them, let's not buy them.
Mm-hmm. It depends on if we do anything with personnel.
Okay. You said 128? Yeah, let's... You want to leave 100,000? What do you want to put in there? 100? Leave it?
Leave it there. That's your number in your new number. That's your new number cut.
Yeah, that's the new cut number. Safety equipment, I put 7,000.
Safety equipment is typically eye protection and gloves. And I see gloves going out of there at an astronomical rate that I have a hard time understanding how a person can go through a set of gloves in a week. I think there's some loss there. I think there's misplacement. Not that we can save a lot of money, but it surprises me how many gloves and safety glasses go out of that.
7,000.
7,000 is a new number. Out.
The dilemma with that is if you're not providing proper safety equipment, then you're holding the bag on a work comp claim usually. Comes back the other way. So
then we just issue and say you get a new set of gloves, four set of the year, and then everything else other than that you buy your own.
I think your supervisors have to handle that for you. That's mm-hmm. that's where it has to come because you can't watch all of them. There's no way.
What about the boots? What line do the
yeah? Where does that come out of?
Is that out of the uniform budget?
I would guess it comes out of uniform.
We spend approximately, well, if we have 82 people times 100, we're spending $8,200 a year on boots.
Okay. We'll get there in a second, I'm sure.
Okay.
GIS mapping, I left it at 20,000 because that's his share for the whole county. I mean, yeah. Unfortunately, that's
something we can't control.
We can't. If we cut that, it affects everybody else. So.
Make a deep cut, Vaughn.
Make a deep cut? Carpentry division, I cut $300.
What was our totals there, Rick?
What have we spent?
In the carpentry, $438.
Oh, we can go $500.
I'd say, yeah, or better.
Now, how'd that happen?
Sometimes it just doesn't do what I want it to. Is that the way you are?
That's much better now. Okay, moving down. Mileage I kept to 675, and training to 1500.
Mileage is 567. Is that, what about that, Rick?
Mileage this year was 567.07.
Okay.
So
relatively sure a big part of that was the trip the two girls took. And
well, they had a county vehicle.
That was no mileage, yeah, county vehicle.
Okay.
We'll cut $500.
About 300.
Okay. Training.
What are we planning training?
What do we have those two sessions? Do they cost us anything as far as
which sessions?
I'm talking about safety training.
From is one that, beacon?
Yeah, they shouldn't cost
that. That is free. Not free, no charge.
Where did we come
we
up with the training?
We spent $481 in 08. I'd say go back to $400.
Okay. Loggers. If I cut 25% of, I either cut that to 200,000, right?
No. 25% would be about
16,866,
I think. I'm not sure.
We have to pay that in according.
Before we do that, do you want to leave salaries alone?
I would like to go through this, leaving salaries alone, and then see where we are.
Okay, let me fix something else though, then, Chuck. I understand. Let me go up here.
I need to run to the restroom. I'll be right back.
Can you imagine doing that with about 25 different ones of those, Jim?
Hey.
You appreciate what I do more now, don't you?
I do. I mean, that's why I believe that everything has got to be completely automated. My gosh. You get used to it and it doesn't happen. Yikes. Now, by putting that back to 2 million, we had to change some other things. Okay, we're back down to here. Hey, why don't we take a 5 minute break so I can go get a cup of coffee?
Break time.